are you, a closet bisexual mommy who, at no fault of her own, happens to like younger girls? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you want to fuck your own young daughter, or daughters, or neighbor's daughters, but just don't have any roadmap to success. Well, I can tell you, my dear sister, you are not alone. Every year, thousands, nay, dozens of dirty mommies, just like you, allow potential Leslina encounters to go unfulfilled. I suspect that this is due to a striking absence of established female on Lolita traditions. Men have their pedo bears and their priests and their footlong sub spokesmans and their Humbert Humberts. Well, you listen to me, Sister Umberta. Let me be your spokeswoman for tiny tacos. In fact, get that catnip ready for your little kittens, because I am here to tell all you kiddo cougars out there in my best Robin Schneider voice, you can do it! Ladies, the world has changed. This is the new age of Pornhub taboo categories. Teens were on top, then MILFs. Now MILFs with teens are working their way up the ladder. I'm just saying. Daddies alone never earned that top spot. Admit it, ladies. All that mother-daughter porn, you know you watch it. Suddenly pervy moms just slurping up all those young, willing little ones. Come on. You know you jill off to those legal teens. Ha! Legal. But with high school libidos, middle school bodies, and grade school faces. Yeah, I know what you are really thinking of. What you sick, repressed lesbo brains really sees in those pre-teens. It's MILFs and pre-teens. Pre-teens. Now, that is the hidden kitty Pornhub category you all are really clicking on. Well, I say it's about time. Aren't you sick of the patriotical males getting all the good prepubescent pedophilic fantasies? I mean, you fucking popped out that baby girl. Shouldn't you be the parent to pop her cherry? All that work, hellish diapers, messes from hell. Oh, and hello, piles of smelly laundry. Of course, that did include those Hello Kitty panties. But see, that's just it. It was even more work to not play. All those tempting baths with those naked, little, soapy, smooth bodies. I mean, have you not resisted molesting and fondling those cute little unripened VeggieTales long enough? Making matters worse are those damn YouTube videos teaching your kids to dress and act like sexy prostitutes. And just as you got them hygienically competent? What? Are mothers really expected to not look down those loose tops at those flat-chested little power puffies? Maybe some little buds, but you grew that peach. It's okay for a little taste, right? Just to, you know, make sure it's ripening. Oh, I hear you, ladies, but it's so wrong. I'm her mother. She is a child. One cannot just fuck their own underage daughters, can they? Well, okay then. Ease into it. Fuck someone else's underage daughter first. You know what? That cute teen babysitter you hired is a wonderful gateway fuck. Admit it. You hired her because she was originally that preteen next door you perved on. But you've been kind of grooming her already. Light flirting. No boyfriend. What about girlfriends? Wink, wink. Always leaving that mommy's girl porn site up on the laptop that she needed to use for homework? I mean, you fast forward past the porn setup anyway. Next, just caress your arms down her side and whisper, "Sweetie, you look like this hot schoolgirl I always had a crush on." One more fast forward and baby, you are licking some underage schoolgirl pussy. And you love schoolgirl pussy! Ever since perving on classmates in junior high girls' locker rooms, to coaching high school girls' sports, then years of service in the PTA? Well, let me tell you what. I think Mommy deserves some PTA, as in pre-teen ass, am I right? But seriously, a well-groomed babysitter will make a great accomplice to help you get even younger pussy. Ladies, it is not time that we rewrite the typical male narrative for sexual encounters with our young ones. Starting with you female teachers out there! Enough with the news reports of getting impregnated by middle school boys with cooties! What's up with that? Pro tip? Prepubescent girls won't get you pregnant. And, as I recall, most are cootie-free. And you soccer moms, teach those little pre-teen titans that round balls are for kicking and smooth balls are for licking. Speaking of nutcrackers, put those flat-topped girls in ballet flats. Teach them some of Mommy's secret stretching methods. Mm-hmm. Just imagine all those 9, 10, 11-year-olds, artistic nimble bodies in one-piece leotards. Don't you just want to diddle those camel-toe baby slits? And of course, someone still needs to teach young girls about the birds and the, well, birds! Those bee stingers hurt, you know. Help them learn to extract that sweet nectar themselves, or from each other. And skip those trainer bras. Just start these budding prostitutes off with sexy teenager tiny little lingerie. You could even have a preteen fashion show with her cute little friends. Imagine each showing off tiny nips through sheer tops, and baby bodies through baby dolls, and of course Mommy's favorite, crotchless child panties. I am telling you, soon all the prettiest junior high schoolers would want to come over to your daughter's sleepovers. Don't you just love a good tween orgy? No, it's okay. Same-sex fun at that age has been going on for years with those damn Boy Scout masters. Why not be a Girl Scout mistress? Just think, a harem of tiny little girls eager to get their Molly makeout badge, their teaching little sister badge, their muff diving badge, junior dildoers, properly care for T-files? Oh yes, Troop 69 will provide you ladies with so many obedient raw cookie doughs. So proudly put on that sexy mommy apron and teach some 5th and 6th graders to bake! You know, wearing just the apron, of course. Vegetarian dishes use the freshest ingredients. So garnish with some pedo pears, and remember, never use nuts. Oh yeah, Mommy, you teach those little girls what they are made of. Sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are fucking made of. I like little girls, they make me feel so good. Oh, how about some love toe, like, I like them so young. Oh, whoa, I like them so young. Hell yeah, you like them young. So be proud of it. Go groom that sister, your daughters, and then all the neighborhood daughters. Ladies, this is our time to break Daddy's hold on Lolita Lovin'. To break out that strap-on from that one time with that lesbo Linda in college that was hidden away in the closet. Jessie, you